This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Paul Zeiss. It is Pitt fan reaction, but we're going to take a little detour. We'll call it Penguins fan reaction for a minute or something. I'm sorry. Black and gold. Fan reaction. How about that? There we go. Got to make sure we all have the proper names for these damn shows. At any rate, let's go to our good friend Dan Kongerski of Pittsburgh Hockey Now, who was over at the barn tonight and witnessed, well, what I would call an absolute stinker by your Penguins. Am I being too harsh on them?
Actually, that was my headline on Pittsburgh Hockey Now, was another stinker. Yeah, I mean, Mike Sullivan kind of, he was much more optimistic or kind to the Penguins' performance than I certainly will be in a few minutes. Paul, if you took Sidney Crosby out of this game for the Penguins, they were dead in the water. You know, of their eight high-danger scoring chances, which is an okay number, Crosby generated or was part of six of them. So that means, you know, the rest of the team. And that includes, you know, Phil Kessel and, you know, Nick Bjugstad on that second line. And everybody else had two high-danger scoring chances. That's just not going to win a lot of hockey games unless Sid buries four of them.
Yeah, and that's, you know, obviously relying too much on Sidney Crosby. Do you give them any sort of a pass at all because Malkin is still hurt, or is that really not a good excuse here?
You know, it's a little bit, yes. I think you might say, okay, if the rest of the lines were generating, then you say, okay, it's not your night if a goaltender stole one. But McElhenney is a journeyman goaltender who started for Carolina tonight. And he made, in the first period, probably four really good saves. But the Penguins didn't have a follow-up to those shifts. You know, it was a one-and-done kind of thing. And they weren't able to build on that great chance with a rebound chance or a second shift to really begin to buckle Carolina. And that's largely because, you know, they were a one-and-a-half-line team. Sullivan was double-shifting Crosby for probably, you know, a good 30 minutes or so. Sid played nearly 23 minutes. And the fourth line had a pretty good night when they got the chance, but they played largely less than 10 minutes, and some of those minutes were shorthanded. So I don't know how to be nice when I say it. It was Sid and the rest of the team.
Yeah, and that's really bad. I mean, I think that really when you take a look at it, Dan, this team has too many of these kinds of games. I agree with Jim Rutherford. You know, that was one of his complaints, is that they have maybe too many of these kinds of games. I just don't understand it, or I don't, you know, I don't know why they seem to just, you know, sort of sleepwalk through some of these games.
The best answer I can give to that is my buddy Mark Lazarus, who's the Chicago Sun-Times beat writer, wrote kind of a tell-all book of the Blackhawks' second Stanley Cup called These Walls, If These Walls Could Talk. Cheap plug for Laz out there. And, you know, a few years later, a lot of the guys admitted that it's really tough to get up for some regular season games when you know you're going to be playing in April. So you kind of always factor that in for a veteran team like this. I think what you've seen Jim Rutherford do, Paul, I don't think Rutherford is blind to this fact. He's acquired younger guys. Up comes Bluger, the two guys that he acquired, Bjugstad and McCann, 26 and 22 years old. there's a certain refresher going on with this team. Even earlier in December when they acquired Tanner Pearson, who, by the way, hasn't scored since January 11th, younger. They're trying to replenish and maybe get some of that stale taste away from the team, but it really hasn't worked yet.
Yeah, I guess, you know, there is something to be said for they're basically, you know, they redid some of their roster and they've got some growing together as a team, but I just feel like you watch this team play and there's something missing. I don't know what it is, Dan. I don't know if it's, you know, I've heard people say grit. I don't know if it's that. I don't know if it's, you know, complete chemistry. I don't know if it's, there just seems to be something that is missing.
I agree with you. I thought Teddy Bluger could be a spark plug, and he may well be. The scoring chances that Bluger is creating are pretty good. I mean, for his ice time compared to his production, he's off the charts. You know, he played about 10 minutes tonight, and that line had 4 scoring chances. You know, he and Matt Cullen and Garrett Wilson, who should not be, you know, kind of achieving this sort of offensive production. He just, the poor guy can't buy a goal at this point in his career. But I get in trouble every time I talk about Phil Kessel, but he's one of the Penguins' core, and he's a guy they rely on for offense. And so when he disappears, like he did tonight after his turnover, which led to Carolina's first goal, there's just this huge gaping hole in the middle of the Penguins' lineup, and that's what prevents that turnover, that sustained momentum that the Penguins especially really need to win.
Everybody gets healthy. They play together for a couple of weeks. You look at what Jim Rutherford's done. Do you like the Penguins and what they could look like or what they could be with their new players in place?
I do. However, I mean, it comes with a giant caveat. Like what we're just talking about, essentially, in which team shows up, how the centers gel with Phil Kessel. I think that's going to be really what defines the Penguins' season. It's been now 18 months, maybe even longer than that, since the Penguins had a middle of the lineup presence. And they've been trying everything. I mean, from Greg McKegg, Riley Sheahan, Jake Gensel, Derek Brassard, now Nick Bjugstad, I think Jared McCann will get a crack with Phil Kessel before long. Eventually something has to work, or you have to start pointing a finger at a guy who makes a lot of money.
And that's kind of always comes down to a lot of money, doesn't it? Do you think that Jim Rutherford is done for this year in terms of making deals?
I think he's chilling. I think he's seeing what he has. I think he's in an evaluation period of his own team, which is really, why he's so shrewd. He makes these earlier moves and not waiting until the deadline. I mean, just think if he had pulled, say, the Derek Brassard deal last year on February 1st or late January, he would have had a lot of time to really know what he had going to the trade deadline. Would things have been different last year? So now he's got a chance to see Bjugstad, see McCann. He's going to see Justin Schultz come back. And all of these things are going to kind of form a team we don't yet know quite what it looks like.
Yep. Well, they've got a tough road trip coming up here. If you look at it, they got Florida, then Tampa, then Philadelphia. That is the potential for this team to either find itself or spiral out of control, right?
Yeah. On the plus side, they do really well on the road trip. They're solidly in the playoffs. Everyone breathes a sigh of relief. You have to think that maybe Schultz plays on the road trip. I don't have any inside information, but he seems like he's really close. Full contact yesterday and today. I would assume he travels with the team. you know, our sources to Pittsburgh Hockey Now downplayed Malkin's injury, that he could be back much sooner than later. So, yeah, but it's also a house of cards, too. If they have another bad road trip, then some real panic and uptight feelings start to creep in. And Jim Rutherford's not a guy who I think will stand pat if he feels like they need to get better.
It's interesting, Dan. The Washington Capitals went through, I think, a stretch where they lost 8 out of 9, and yet somehow they're still ahead of the Penguins in the standings. That's not good if you're the Penguins.
Well, the Penguins went through that same kind of stretch. Columbus is in that same kind of stretch. You know, these loser points really just jumble the standings like a NASCAR restrictor plate race. It doesn't matter how well you're doing. Everyone's still this same glob. And eventually, a Stanley Cup contending team is going to stub their toe at the wrong time and miss the playoffs because of these tiebreakers. And some bad team that just hangs on for dear life and gets a bunch of sucker points is going to jump in ahead, and we're all going to howl at the injustice. And maybe then we'll get a little bit of change to it.
Dan, great stuff as always. He's Dan Kangurski. You can find his stuff at PittsburghHockeyNow.com. Great stuff as always, buddy.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Dan Kangurski, Pittsburgh Hockey Now. I got to get out of here. It's 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.